The one I'm taping other from is a cassette. It's an enclosed reel. It's a different type of recorder. So here goes nothing. We'll see what it sounds like.
Now you're not clear.
Lieutenant, watch as an engine oil temple and go out of sight.
Ohio
Oh, yeah, I said people do.
25 on a half mile left, make left and cold.
turned to land.
2000. Okay, I'll be coming back. I've already got my tail into the wind.
Clear.
Yeah, she backs up all right. Tail's coming left.
Clear, left. Engine oil is already starting about 85. We got a high OEP out of the order of it, too.
Radio made a second.
Tail's coming right.
Roger.
Are we clear right?
Watson fighter, flip down.
Are we clear right? Clear right.
Watson fighter, flip down.
Okay, I'll be sliding right.
You guys 689 taxi position.
Roger, 689.
Oh, we're sliding right.
Watson fighter, Watson fighter, pull up tower.
Clear! Okay, be sure you clear yourself if nobody says right. You're clear left.
Watson fighter, pull up tower.
Tail's coming right.
Clear right.
Radio maintenance, no luck.
Lord, your hover check is about 26 pounds start, right?
Yep. Did you get that 2 foot over?
Okay. Yeah, 26.
Okay, we'll try a group cam.
Okay, steady.
Kind of appears to be
a body sign, body sign.
Okay. Okay, so.
5, wind 0, 20 degrees 5, altimeter 2985, 34 takeoff. Base.
That's Roger.
Roger, wind 040 degrees at 8, clear 2 minutes.
898 is making right, 36 is basic.
Roger 898.
Yes, 4903, I'll be landing Proud American at Centerfield.
Roger 4903, I understand Proud American.
Just north of
the center, and I'm about a quarter mile from the center. I'm going to blow.
Roger, how's your clear across 435 left station?
Roger, John.
Hey, there was a
good one.
I got a chance to get back today. It was the 4th of September, 1970, 1500 hours of 3 p.m. civilian time. Man, I've been busy the last, well, better than a week. The 29th of August, well, actually it was midnight, the 28th, or the morning of the 29th, we got mortared, and mortared pretty bad. There were 28 mortars fell, 22 in our company area. They hit 7 or 8 buildings. We had 20 people wounded, 8 serious. And some of them won't be back. Some of the serious ones will be back. It was pretty bad. I was fortunate. Didn't even get a scratch. Ah, I take it back. I did get a scratch. When I jumped under the bed, I scratched my toe. We got one piece of shrapnel from a mortar through our room. 2 rooms down from me, a direct hit. And then 2 rooms down from him, a second room down from him got hit. The 1, 2 down from me, one fellow got wounded pretty bad, blew his kneecap nearly off. He was under the bed, but whenever a mortar goes off, it hits and explodes outward and up, and it hit pretty close to him, and it hit right there on the floor beside him and hit his kneecap. There was 3 of the officer billets of, well, there's 3 buildings the officers live in was hit. There was, J. Arnold's room got hit, Martin's, and Brostek's. And let's see, there was another one, Weston's room. Weston was the one that got hurt the worst. And one of the men, and then some of the enlisted men got hurt. They got hurt playing basketball. One hit on either side of the basketball. One hit on the basketball court, and one hit the sidewalk right beside it, and it hurt several people out there. Well, I'm going to turn this thing over here, and I'll keep marching.